If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour two of Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. We are approaching a little bit over 24 hours until the 2021 NFL Draft. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. Thanks for watching our show here today. Here are our headlines as we get started with the second hour of the show, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. Minnesota and Cleveland starting in 5 minutes. Milwaukee in Miami starting in about 40 minutes today. That game's actually in Milwaukee tonight. That's starting 1:40 Eastern, 12:40 Pacific. Clippers and Suns headlines tonight. 10-game NBA slate. Seems like the game of the night will be played tonight in Phoenix. As I mentioned, first round of the NFL draft is tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. How about this? Florida Gators star Kyle Pitts, who's going to be drafted probably in the first five picks guaranteed in the NFL draft tomorrow, says that all quarterbacks go in the first four picks of the draft. At least that's what he thinks. Conor McGregor sells his whiskey brand for $600 million. Didn't even have to buy a Tyler Hero NFT for that one, Davis. He just sold whiskey and he's good to go. What do you make of Pitts' comments? I don't think that he has a clue. I'm not going to say that. But what do you think of that? Four picks in a row, all quarterbacks? Is there a chance of that happening?
Well, there's definitely a chance of that happening because everyone knows the Falcons are pretty open to business for that pick. If some team really wants Trey Lance, if some team really wants Justin Fields, probably the best way for them to do that would be to trade with the Atlanta Falcons, right? Because if you traded with the Detroit Lions, if you traded with the Panthers, if you traded with the Denver Broncos, obviously, that means there's some chance that another team could trade ahead of you, that you wouldn't get the guy you wanted. For example, if you wanted Lance, maybe you wouldn't be able to get him, but you'd be able to get Fields or vice versa. The Falcons have great leverage because they don't need a quarterback per se. They have Matt Ryan there. Matt Ryan is 34 years old. So it's possible that that could have been communicated to Kyle Pitts, but it's also possible that was just a smokescreen from whoever because they knew Kyle Pitts would communicate X, Y, and Z to, you know, his agency or on TV or whatever. I do think the most likely scenario is the Falcons take Pitts at four, though.
Yeah, it feels like that's the direction that it's going, but I would wonder if some team, and like David Cantor mentioned last week, some team like Dallas, your team, just jumps in at the last minute to get somebody like that. It should be really interesting coming up tomorrow night. Your final mock draft, by the way, is done. Where could people see your final mock draft, Davis? I don't even think that we've asked that, like publicly. Is there a way to see that?
Yeah, if you just go over to sportsgrid.com, it'll be there on the very first page. My top 10 is Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Devonta Smith, Trey Lance, Penei Sewell to the Panthers, the Patriots trading up to 9 to take Justin Fields, and then, of course, my Cowboys taking Patrick Surtain the second there at pick number 10.
So from a confidence, okay, so now let's dive a little deeper. From a confidence standpoint for you, do you feel confident that if we were to make a prediction here on the show, outside of your top 10 picks, do you feel confident through the round? I don't think it's fair to even ask you to be able to do that, but do you think that, like, if we were to make some sort of guesstimate on your first round projections, how deep do you feel confident in doing that? 1 through 15, 1 through 20, 1 through 10, what would you say?
I mean, honestly, it's 1 through 5. I bet I'll get 1 through 5 exactly right. I bet 1 through 5 I will just be the way that it goes. There are a couple huge dominoes. The first one is Justin Fields. If Justin Fields goes or doesn't go, that changes the entire complexity of the draft. And then also, I think what the Dolphins do at 6, if the Dolphins take DeVonta Smith, Jalen Waddle is viewed as the second best wide receiver in this class by enough teams. I think that could inspire some trading. Like, I think that there would be teams that are picking in the teens or in the 20s. The Arizona Cardinals are one of the teams I know that really wants Jalen Waddle. I think they would contemplate a move to trade up. And then also, I think the another big inflection point will be the Giants and the Eagles at 12. If I get 10 picks correctly, so if I get 10 players to the exact team, I'll feel great. Okay. I'll be like, wow, I really did my job. That's kind of the mark that you aim for.
Okay. So this is out of 32, is that right? 32 picks in the first round?
Yep, 32 picks in the first round, and multiple teams are going to be picking multiple times. We have the Ravens picking multiple times. We have the Dolphins picking multiple times. So they're and you know, teams trade out. There's so much stuff that goes on. And I said this on the show yesterday. I really do think we are in line for a very wild NFL draft. I think we're going to see loads of trades and some surprising moves.
Yeah, I'm just curious your own thoughts from a confidence standpoint. Like, for me, I could not hit 10 picks. There's no chance. So to think that if we were creating Davis's FanDuel number for tomorrow and we put it at 8.5, you would say over, right? Is that correct?
8.5 is the right line. I got 9 okay. right last year. I got 8 right the year before, but then also there's the degree of difficulty picks, right? So one of the ones I got right that was not a consensus selection was Daniel Jones to the Giants back in 2018. Everyone had Haskins going there and I had Jones. So it's the degree of difficulty definitely matters.
Oh, it's so tough. It is. I mean, look, the people who are the best at doing this don't get 50% of the first round right. I mean, that just tells you everything. But we'll have plenty of this coming up next. In fact, let's take a look at the Giants and Eagles odds, who they may end up with on Fantasy Sports today, coming up next. So stay with us on the grid.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Sports Grid and Fantasy Sports Today. 2021 is tomorrow. I know everyone very excited about here on Sports Grid. I'm watching all of our shows. Everyone is talking about it, no doubt. 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. We have it covered for you. Have I mentioned that enough? Probably, but I'll continue to do it, and I'll do it again tomorrow. And I will be on the show tomorrow night, I believe, when the Dolphins pick. And Davis probably still doesn't know when he'll be on, but he'll be on at some point tomorrow night too. Let's take a look on FanDuel for those of you who are interested in some of these exact player props for teams. And let's start off with the New York Giants and take a look at theirs. Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle, the two receivers for Alabama. It looks like it's going to be one of those two, so that would be a probably good lean. Rashawn Slater is 5-1. Parsons is 6-1. And then Patrick Surtain, the second, is 6.5-1. Most people feel Surtain is a bona fide first-round guaranteed selection. No one just seems to know where he's going to go. So I guess two questions, Davis. Number one, what do you think? And number two, do you have any bets on this, any interest in this?
So I actually think this is a little bit of an exploitable market, because if we just look at what the history of what Dave Gettleman has done when making draft picks, he does not place a high value on taking wide receivers, signed Kenny Galladay in the offseason. They have good pass catchers, Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard, mm-hmm. Kenny Galladay, Darius Slayton. Like, it's not as if they are without talent in terms of pass catchers. Obviously, they have Saquon Barkley, who is a talented pass catcher as well. So I think this market is a little bit exploitable, because I think Rashawn Slater looks like he is going to be on the board where they pick. They need an offensive lineman. Daniel Jones is the most fumble-prone quarterback in the NFL. He has averaged over a fumble per game in his NFL career. Keeping him from getting hit in the pocket should be something that organization is really investing in. So I actually think if I was pricing this market, I would probably just make Smith, Waddle, and Slater all about 4-1, maybe 1-390, 1-400, 1-410. I think Smith, I do think the Dolphins take him at 6, or at least it seems likely that they want to take him there. I also think that Smith could be a guy that the Eagles take and might do a trade in order to acquire the services of Devonta Smith. So I actually do like Slater at plus 500.
All right, so Rashawn Slater, interesting one there. I'm going to go along with Davis there. I kind of like the reasoning. All right, let's go over to Philadelphia. Seems like they're a team, I don't know, that seems to be a little bit of a wild card in tomorrow night's draft. And any team that makes a trade before the draft has to be that. J.C. Horn is plus 280. Remember, they took a receiver last season. I wonder if they'll do that again. Devonta Smith plus 430. Waddle plus 430. Surtain plus 470. And Kwity Paye is plus 500 there. So I see a lot of receivers. I see a cornerback. I close my eyes and I think about Philadelphia. And I picture Jalen Hurts dropping back. And I'm not sure who I picture catching the ball. So I guess this is going to have to be attacked, Davis. The only question is for Philly, is it the first round? Or is it the second round? Or is it the third round? I personally was very much a huge fan of Jalen Reagor. I loved that pick. I loved this player in college. I was shocked that he turned out to be maybe the least performing receiver of all of the ones that were taken in the first round. I took him in my dynasty league too. He was so good in college. It just didn't work out. Maybe it was the quarterback play. I'm not sure, but I guess you can answer that one for me with him and then tell me who you think they'll take.
So I agree with your analysis that they need a wide receiver, but I differ on the reasoning a little bit. They aren't going to have Zach Ertz on the team. He looks like a guy who might get cut. Alshon Jeffrey has moved on. So their wide receivers are Jalen Reagor. They have Travis Fulgham. They have Greg Ward, and they have Dallas Goedert. They need more wide receiving talent if they want to invest in Jalen Hurts. If they want to find out if Jalen Hurts is going to be their franchise quarterback or not, they got to give him the tools to succeed. You cannot throw young quarterbacks into bad situations and then achieve your final grade on them. Like the New York Jets, I don't know how they can ever really feel that they got an answer on Sam Darnold, because Adam Gase was his coach and he had all these, practice squad wide receivers that he was playing with. So I actually think you could probably profitably bet Smith and Waddle here, and then just whichever one falls, which, because I do not see them taking a cornerback. Patrick Surtain is going to be off the board when they pick. I don't think they're going to take an edge rusher here with Kwity-Paye. I imagine the selection by the Eagles is going to be a wide receiver. I don't know which wide receiver it's going to be, but I feel pretty good that it is going to be one of those two wide receivers. I think that their probabilities combined are being misestimated by the market.
Let me throw this out at you. Are the Philadelphia Eagles, Davis, the team that needs Kyle Pitts the most? Do you think that is a fair statement?
The problem with Kyle Pitts for that specific team is they need a tight end who can block. They have Dallas Goedert there, who is an above average blocker at the tight end position, because they're going to want to do so much with Jalen Hurts outside of the pocket, and they're going to want their tight ends to be active and willing blockers, and Pitts is just not really that guy. I think the team that would do the most with Pitts would be the Cincinnati Bengals, but it looks like he is going to be off the board where they pick.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, over to Denver. And we know Denver is chasing a quarterback now as well. And there's a couple of options here. They could go Trey Lance at plus 280. Fields is plus 320. It would seem to me that Fields would be, wow, a nice plus 320 here. 100 to win 300. Michael Parsons, 750. J.C. Horn, plus 850. Patrick Surtain, plus 850. Surtain is the one name in common of all of the four teams that we just went over here. But it does feel like Fields is a pretty good shot here. Do you think Fields slips past Denver? I mean, I guess there's a chance.
Well, I don't think he is going to slip past Denver, because I think either Denver takes him, or I think the New England Patriots trade up with the Broncos and take him. So that's kind of an interesting way to think about wagering on this market. Do you wager on this market with the idea that a trade is going to happen, or do you wager on this market with the idea that the Broncos are going to make their selection at 9? Because if, for example, they traded with the New England Patriots, that would likely mean they moved from 9 to 15. Well, obviously Lance and Fields are going to be gone there. Then you could say, okay, well, Surtain's going to be gone. Let's take his probability out there. Micah Parsons is viewed as like the crown jewel off the ball linebacker in this class. No, I don't think spending first-round picks on off-the-ball linebackers is all that smart. It's a position that's really been devalued in the modern-day NFL. But you could toss, you know, $10 bets on Micah Parsons and J.C. Horn and just say, look, if the Broncos make this trade, that means they don't want a quarterback, and that means they're probably going to be viewing the defensive side of the ball since they are full up with wide receivers. And I think that if you're viewing this pick as a likely trade, I think you either bet Fields here or you make smaller wagers on both Parsons and Horn. I like that as a way to view those.
All right. We got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Josh Cohen's going to join us. Just a quick update here. Twins and Cleveland Indians. Byron Buxton led off the game against Logan Allen and hit his 8th home run. The next batter was Josh Donaldson. He also hit a home run. And the next batter is Nelson Cruz, and he has walked. Logan Allen's ERA is 8, and we probably will not be saying his name starting for the Cleveland Indians, I think, going forward, as the Twins have taken a 2-0 lead. Miami and Milwaukee starts in about 15 minutes from now, so we'll keep you up on that game as well. All right, Josh joins us next from PC Sports Cards, PCSportsCards.com. Believe it or not, Trevor Lawrence, without playing in a single pro game, and without even knowing what team he's going to be on, already has a card out that you can buy. Not saying it's a great investment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
But he does have one out. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, Fernando Tatis Jr.'s top baseball cards you can invest in now that are under $1,000. Keep it real for you there. I'll also show off one of my cards that I'll probably be getting rid of soon. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. It's NFL Draft Week 2021. Sports cards still continue to dominate the discussion, and we're going to talk about the potential first overall pick and what cards he even has. Believe it or not, these guys even have cards before they play pro. A story we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. Josh Cohen from PCSportsCards.com joins us. Huge consignment business that's open right now. One of the biggest submitters in the world, biggest submitter, of course, in the United States to PSA cards as of right now. A little bit on hold given the fact that PSA has a very limited submission availability. But we're going to get into some hot cards in baseball, basketball, football. Josh, great to see you again as we close out the month of April here today.
It's amazing how fast this year is going already. Thanks for having me, Craig. It's always good to spend my day with you.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to lie, but it's okay. better that it's going fast than slow, like last year did. That's for sure. No doubt.
It's true.
Okay, so look, this past weekend, over the weekend, we saw Fernando Tatis Jr. recapture the card market again in baseball. I know that it's been a little bit different this year. We've had some names like Akil Baddoo and Yermin Mercedes, Zach McKinstry. I feel like we put the kibosh on all those guys that have all gotten hurt or slowed down. But Tatis slowed down. His cards slowed down, and now they're back up to the top again. So I was wondering from your perspective, which are the cards that are affordable if you want to make an investment or even for a hobby purchase of Fernando Tatis Jr.'s cards? Which ones would you recommend?
So not only for Tatis, but across the board, the Topps flagship, which would be either Series 1, Series 2, or Update for all players, is the number one go-to card in my mind. Topps Chrome is also joined and even surpassed the value of those cards. For Tatis, it's his Topps Series 2, number 410, and then his Topps Chrome rookie as well. In a PSA 10, the Topps rookie runs you about $300. Topps Chrome rookie as a PSA 10 runs you about $450. You're looking about 60%, half to 60% of that price for a PSA 9. So that's really where I'd be looking, whether it's an investment or to put in your collection to have the key rookie card of somebody. Those are really the ones that I would go with.
And do you still think that among all the rookies that we talked about at the beginning of the season, where you have your go-tos, you meaning you keep mentioning sure. Acuna and Soto and Tatis, is Tatis the safest? I mean, it doesn't seem like it with the injury he has, but do you think that he is the safest buy of those three?
So this time of year, the players really have to get hot to maintain and then increase their value. If we look at basketball, because we're nearing the end of the season, we're seeing guys like Ja Morant, 50% the price, Kobe White, even lower than that. All these guys that were hot at the beginning of the year have dipped. To me, it's really not a time to be getting into some of these guys. I think that in the next 3 to 4 months, we're going to see these prices the same or go down a little bit. He could get hot, get a 10 or 15% bump. But it's really a time to reorganize and buy football and even some playoff potential basketball and not really buying the baseball. You'll be able to buy it at this price again come August, September, October. So if you're especially looking at it as an investment, I would really stick to those other sports that have upward momentum now, not baseball.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, basically you're just guessing at this point. And the one thing that you can't do is you can't get a card and spend $20 to get it graded and hope for 3 months to get it back and get a 10 because there's not that ability right now to do it at PSA.
When Tatis got hurt, his price was at 325 for a PSA 10. It dropped all the way to 225 to 250 because there's rumors of him being out for the year or all this other stuff. And listen, he's going to come back. Eloy could be a great buy right now for the same reason. He's out 5 or 6 months. Nobody's talking about him. So I think that you should potentially look others to other sports. And if Tatis gets hurt again, we're going to see that big dip off. You're really having a lot of risk by buying him at these numbers.
Yeah, Eloy Jimenez is Josh referring to. If the White Sox make the postseason, then yeah. I mean, can you imagine? He could do nothing in the regular season, play in the postseason. His card could be the hottest card. 100%. Some playoff time. And no one's going to, you're absolutely right. It's a good point. No one is going to talk about Eloy Jimenez between now and July. He's just like not even going to get mentioned. That's a fascinating point there. Okay, so let's move over to Thursday night. I know that you're a big football fan. And in this industry, you have to be well-rounded. And you're on top of all of this with all of the sports. You know, very clearly, we assume Trevor Lawrence is going to be the number one overall pick. And we assume he's going to be taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then in 2 months, he's going to have cards with, at the very least, the Jacksonville Jaguars logo. And then in 3 months, he will have a card in a Jaguars uniform. But for now, there still are some cards of Lawrence that are on the market. And this is what fascinates me. Should I have any interest in buying a Lawrence card? And just to flip, I mean, why would anybody collect it right now for the long term? Because, you know, again, you have no idea what's going to happen. There's other better buys. So what cards does he have out now, and what is the advice on that?
So technically, first of all, draft's coming up. It's a little bittersweet because there's no Sun Devils that I think are going to get picked anywhere near the top. So obviously I have to throw that in there. But right now there's only one actual specific Trevor Lawrence card. It's a pro set card. It's basically a throwback to the 1990-1991 years. That's not a card I would buy. It's in the Clemson uniform. It's not a licensed card. With football, the only brand and only manufacturer that has licensing is Panini. So I would make sure I'd buy Panini cards. And you make a great point that it's assumed that he's going to be the number one pick. So it's assumed that this is going to be his card. I know we talked about this 6 months ago, but Panini puts out a product that's called Panini Select. Mm-hmm. And what it has these cards they call XRCs, which are redemptions that are not a specific player, but they're a specific draft spot. So it's QB1, QB2, QB3, wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3. And that's basically when the guy got picked. So we're projecting that the QB1 card is going to be the Trevor Lawrence card, right? And that is going to be his first. It's going to be an XRC. It's not really a rookie card. It's a pre-rookie card. But it's going to be a very valuable. And it's not that common of a card. It's going to be rare. It's going to be hard to find. And right now, that's selling at about $1,700. Which is absolutely mind-blowing. Because if you look at a guy like Herbert, his raw, already redeemed card, not graded, that's what raw means, right, is selling for about $750 to $800.
Wow. $1,000 more for a guy that's never played. And I think that we all think Lawrence could be better than Herbert. But, I mean, odds are, by the way, Lawrence this year will not be better than Herbert was last year in Jacksonville. It's kind of crazy. You know, the dynamic that happened a couple of months ago, and I'm wondering, I mean, you hear the same sort of rumors, but with the draft, you know, like Stafford got traded, and then we saw his cards, like, for no reason whatsoever other than he's out of Detroit. And with the Rams, his cards sold on eBay for all-time highs across the board. I guess the only name like that, I don't know if you've thought this through at all, but the only name like that is, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, like, if he was to go somewhere else. Like, is it just that automatic that if Jimmy G ends up getting dealt to Detroit, that, you know, that his cards are going to go up 20-30% this weekend? Is that going to happen?
It could spike based on that. Right now, I think the focus is on Lawrence, and it's going to be on those other quarterbacks and where they're going to get taken and what situations they're going to be in. Listen, if I'm looking at a XRC to buy, I'm buying XRC QB3, right? You go to San Fran and you're in a good position to be successful. Definitely. Early on.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, I guess if it's if it ends up being Mac Jones, then that's the guy. But I'm not sure that I want to invest in Mac Jones. It creates a good debate. And you talk about gambling, you talk about sports cards. This is more gambling than anything else when you're buying those XRC cards. That's definitely the case. Yeah. Shift over real quick to basketball here. I want to show one card that I have. This is a 2000. I submitted this card, by the way, through Josh's PC Sports Cards. It got sent back to me. It got a PSA 10. I know this is like an off the beaten path card, but it's the 2008 Topps. I love the look of this. This is Kevin Durant's second Topps base card. It's a weird looking card. It's actually sideways. He's like going up for a hoop on Seattle. And I just want to kind of end with this because I think, Josh, that we're about to hit that point in time in the NBA where, for me, Brooklyn Nets, man. Like, I definitely, your guy Harden, I definitely think that those are the guys all around that club. And then, of course, over at West, you know, maybe the Clippers and, you know, some of those other teams. But this is now playoff time, and I yep. think that I won't be hanging on to this Durant forever. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think Trae Young's a sneaky buy right now because he can't go down much more than the price that he's already at. And he's that guy that could just like explode for 40 in a playoff game and win a couple series and get a big jump to move on from and make a quick profit. I think he's a really sneaky buy right now.
Okay, we'll see. So for sure. And by the way, when is your auction started already? That big consignment auction?
So we have a huge high-end auction that's ending Thursday night. It's some $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 cards, and then a bunch of stuff in the $100 to $1,500 range. It's really going to be a fun auction to watch end.
And this is on eBay?
It's all on eBay. PC underscore sports cards.
All right. So PC underscore sports cards. That's the way you do it. Well, Josh, I know next week you're going to be off from us. You're taking a much needed few days off. We appreciate you coming on, of course. We'll catch up with you after the NFL draft into the month of May and enjoy your little getaway. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Craig. This might be the last one that we do in this office.
Wow, that's right, Josh. There's big things happening for Josh over at PC Sports Cards. All right, so we got to take a quick break here on the show. We got plenty more to come here on Fantasy Sports Today. Just as a reminder, our draft preview shows continue all the way up until Thursday here on Fantasy Sports Today from noon to 2 Eastern. And then on Thursday night, it is the extravaganza that you guys have been waiting for as we dive into what I think is the best live betting draft show in the world, our Sports Grid draft show, Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. I'll be a part of it. Davis will be a part of it. Everyone here on the grid will be a part of it, too, as we get ready to tell you from a betting perspective which players went higher, where you made money, which players went lower, maybe some players that you lost money on going into the draft. And then, of course, we got a whole fantasy spin on that as well, which we'll cover on Friday's show. So a reminder, Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you are right here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. We'll be right back with more. Make sure you stay with us on the grid in just 2 minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Davis Maddock here. We'll have more NFL draft discussion on tomorrow's show. We'll be right back here Thursday on NFL Draft Day. Looking forward to that. One quick update here, and Davis, in the game today, it is not going well for Logan Allen here in the first four batters he faced. He gave up three home runs and a walk. I don't know who that Indians have ready to pitch for him, but I don't think we'll be seeing him start for a while. His ERA is pushing 10.
Yeah, I think they will re-bring Cal Quantrill back into the rotation is the way I understand it. He's kind of been their swing guy, but they got to do something because I don't think you can look at the rest of your teammates as Logan Allen and be like, yep, give me the ball again. Like, I just feel like probably we've seen enough of Logan Allen at this point.
Yeah, Buxton with his eighth home run, he's having a fantastic season. I mean, it really looks like this is the year for Byron Buxton. He's off to a great start. Miami, Milwaukee getting ready to start here. So coming up 4 o'clock Eastern today, Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast, have updates on all of the afternoon baseball games, preview of the night games, and the NBA as well. All right, let's hit on fantasy or reality as we end our show here today. We'll start off with the NFL draft tomorrow night, of course. Carolina Panthers have an opportunity to basically, I think, start over at quarterback. They kind of did with the trade that they made, but there are some people who are not buying that trade. So, fantasy reality, the Carolina Panthers will take a quarterback with their first pick.
So I spent the entirety of the NFL draft process thinking that this is a reality, that they would get Trey Lance or Mac Jones or Justin Fields. But as of right now, I'm going to say that this is a fantasy. I think it's going to be a little bit out of their hands because I believe by the time they pick, they will either have the option of taking Justin Fields or no one else. I think the first four quarterbacks in the draft are going to be off the board by the time the Panthers pick. And I actually think it sets up now for them to get maybe the best value in the draft, which is Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle from Oregon. Looks like a generational offensive line prospect. They traded, you know, a decent amount of picks for Sam Darnold. I think they can definitely sell themselves on the idea that Darnold was in some of the worst conditions possible for a young quarterback with New York. I mean, how many guys have we seen, right, go from Adam Gase to Ryan Tannehill? Robbie Anderson with the Carolina Panthers, by the way, went from being a non-entity to being a fantasy star. I think the Panthers have to feel good about Matt Rhule and Joe Brady calling the plays and structuring the offense. So I'm going to say this is a fantasy. They are not going to take a quarterback with their first pick of the NFL draft.
I think this is also a fantasy. All last year, we were talking about a piece of P&I here on the show. Joe Brady may not have interviewed well, Davis. He took a ton of interviews. And the only thing I could think of is he didn't interview well to not get the job because his track record of building offenses is just out of this world at this point. And Rhule looks like a good coach. So you're right there. What he did for Burrow at LSU, what he did for Teddy Bridgewater, what he did for that offense last year, they looked really good. And I think that they probably sat down and said, hey, if we get Sam Darnold, Joe, can you make this guy good too? And he probably said yes. I think that's why they made that trade. I do think that they'll end up with one of the other quarterbacks, like the Mond Trask era, like that sort of deal. But I don't think that they will with their first pick. So Darnold, we're going to roll with Darnold next year. And I bet his numbers are going to be pretty good too. I'm going to bet on Darnold next year in Carolina just because I like the coaching there. So fantasy for me with the first pick, I'm in agreement with you there. Okay, interesting that a new commercial, the new Jordan Travis Scott sneaker commercial is out. And wouldn't you know, Richard Hamilton is featured in this one. Now, I, of course, am a big Richard Hamilton fan. I saw him win a college basketball national championship in person at UConn. I was at that game. Saw him play for many years, of course, started with Washington, went to Detroit. I think he is headed to the Basketball Hall of Fame one day. I don't know when that will be, but I think he will get in there eventually. But the question is, do people still know who he is? Fantasy or reality, he is remembered right now, Davis.
Yeah, it's sad to say, but this is a fantasy. Most people my age who missed his prime, who missed the, you know, those great Pistons teams, they don't remember him. And if they do, they remember him because of that wonky face mask he used to wear. But that would that would really be about it. But, you know, in terms of thinking about the mid-2000s NBA, he just is not really one of those guys. That era so dominated by memories of Dwayne Wade, of Shaquille O'Neal, of Kobe Bryant, that we are just really in a spot where he has kind of been lost to the ripples of time. And by the way, These Travis Scott, Michael Jordan shoes, I mean, they are so ugly. I love Travis Scott merchandise. I buy all of it. I got loads of it here at the house. I don't collect sneakers, but I do like to buy some of the collaboration sneakers. They are so ugly, man. Like, I just not something I would be willing to spend my money on. But yeah, fantasy, people don't remember Rip Hamilton. People your age probably do, but people my age definitely do not.
Yeah, I mean, I think people do, and I think that you're selling yourself short there a little bit. I mean, the Pistons won a championship with him, and I mm-hmm. guess that you would also be willing to say that people don't remember Chauncey Billups also, if you're saying that. It's just that that Detroit team where they won the championship was not an exciting team. It was really boring. You know, they didn't really have a superstar in that team. And there was no, I mean, it was almost like the Bad Boys Part Two to a degree with that crew. I think Billups is getting in the Hall of Fame. I think Hamilton is getting in the Hall of Fame. I think people remember who Richard Hamilton is. And maybe that's because I'm jaded being 48 and 20 years older than you. But I do think so. What about you, Brett Levy? Do you think people remember Richard Hamilton? Brett is younger than me. What do you think, Brett?
Maybe. He was a great player, but I'm not sure if people think about him all the time.
Brett, I'm pretty sure no one thinks about him all the time. But I'm asking if people remember who he is.
People remember who he is.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't think about Richard Hamilton. In fact, you know, when we were I'll tell you another thing. When we had no sports and I was looking Davis for like future sports card investments for Hall of Famers, Richard Hamilton was like very close to the top for me in terms of buying cards. I have a lot now of his rookie cards and some graded too, because I do feel he's headed to the Hall of Fame. Billups was one of the other ones that I went into. Ben Wallace was another name of a player that I was in on. So I can certainly understand he was overshadowed by a lot of other players. And at times on Detroit, he wasn't even the best player on his team. But the other thing that the Basketball Hall of Fame does that some of the other sports don't do is they incorporate college. And this guy was a monster in college at UConn too and won a championship. So I don't know. I'm going to say people do remember him. Maybe he shouldn't be the star of the commercial. That I get. But if we're just answering this question, I say reality. People remember who Richard Hamilton is. Okay, finally, of course, this happened in Florida, or actually it was in New York. A man, what he tried to do was sneak 35 birds in pantyhose containers in a jacket so he could fly them into different parts of the world to hold singing contests with these birds. This is a true story. And they ended up finding him through border protection. They opened up the jacket. They found all the birds. Apparently, Davis, this is interesting. In some parts of the world, singing birds is a sport. And whichever bird sings the best, you can actually bet on and win money. So I would ask the question here. I know FanDuel's not going to take this on, but we will. Fantasy or reality, betting on singing birds, Davis. Actual singing birds is unethical. Fantasy or reality?
I mean, is it unethical? Probably a little bit, because I guess the birds probably, I mean, they don't get a cut of it. I guess it's like racing dogs or racing horses or whatever. You know, I'm not sure the conditions that these birds live in. You know, in a weird way, I guess it would just make me feel uncomfortable to wager on animals in general, because they don't have the conception of what's going on. Like, doesn't it feel like, you know, in sports, you know, boxing, you know, NASCAR, whatever, like the human participant has a cognizance of what's going on. They understand they're in a competition. They understand, you know, that that all of these things are going on, and they can willingly be a part of the system. Whereas, you know, birds, they're not willingly entering into this contract with the people who are betting on them. So I think probably it is a little bit unethical.
Yeah, it is unethical. It is, for sure. But I would say that you probably could get some sort of advantage on this, Davis. There could be some inside information if you knew which birds were the best. right? Like if you knew the guy who was smuggling these birds across the world, he probably knows which bird's going to win beforehand. So it does lead to bigger questions, which is what's this guy's cut of doing this? Now he's going to jail, right? Like he's finished. But let's say he did make it past the border. And let's say he did make it into the parts of the country where he was going to have these bird singing contests. Would you really trust the guy, Davis, with the birds? Because wouldn't you think that he'd have inside information on to which one of the birds sings sweetest, nicest?
Yeah, he definitely would. I'm going to break some news here on the show, though, real quick. Literally, as you and I are speaking, 30 seconds ago, Teddy Bridgewater traded from the Carolina Panthers to the Denver Broncos for a sixth-round pick. The Broncos and Patriots got this done before the draft. I think, again, another clear symbol, Justin Fields is going to fall further in this draft than we imagined.
I want to go back to the birds for a minute. I never got to answer the question. I think it's a lot more interesting than Teddy Bridgewater, honestly. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, I'm going to say it is unethical because, as Davis mentioned, they don't have the choice. But guess what Saturday is? Saturday is the Kentucky Derby, and we are betting on horses, Davis, right? Like we are betting on the fastest horse. If the horse had the choice to not race, would the horse decide consciously to race in the Kentucky Derby? Probably not. So there is that fine line for me there. But the reason why I think it's supremely unethical is because this smuggler is going to know which birds sing the best. And it's not fair. He shouldn't be allowed to be involved in the whole process. Now, if he's giving these birds to somebody else and they're making the final decision and he's not a part of it, okay, fine. But it sounds like this guy's would have gotten a big cut. So I'll say reality. Reality there.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Last thing on the birds.
Well, so I think the point you just make is right there. It's unethical because the guy who's booking the action, he already knows. You're right. It's unethical because the guy who's taking the action, he's giving you bad numbers. He knows how to price the market so that he's making money regardless of what happens. So I think in general, I'm out. I will bet on almost anything. I'm not betting on the singing birds. This guy's not getting my money.
No, he put them in little, it was terrible what he did with these birds. It was like little pantyhose containers. And then at the top, he put like a area where they could breathe. And this, I think I read it was a JFK airport in New York or something like that. So anyway, we're out on the birds. Back to sports talk we go. We got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. So make sure you stay with us. And for more stories like these that'll make you turn off the show immediately, all you got to do is go to our YouTube page, Sports Grid. Download our show, by the way, if you like, and subscribe to the program. We wouldn't mind. Leave a comment if you wouldn't mind as well. We'll be back with more FST as we wrap it up. Sports Grid 60, Craig Mish, Davis Matic, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. And stick with us here on the grid. We'll tweet away next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the show. We'll be right back here tomorrow, noon Eastern, with our final preview, the 2021 NFL Draft. But before we bid you adieu for this Wednesday, let's turn it over to Davis Matic, closing out the Sports Grid 60 with us here on the show. Davis, what do you got?
So I've, you know, been doing a lot of research for the upcoming NFL Draft, the upcoming NFL season, and one of the things I keep hearing is that, you know, the Washington football team is going to be really good. They're going to win a lot of games. The defense is good. Ryan Fitzpatrick, so on and so forth. I don't buy it. Ryan Fitzpatrick has won 10 games or more one time in his career. He's entering into his age 39 season. He averages 6.9 yards per pass attempt for over the entire context of his career. If Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to be a great quarterback, I think we would have seen it. I think that it would have happened at some point. And so when, you know, the FanDuel Sportsbook releases win totals and everything, I think a good idea would be to get short on the Washington football team in the 2021 NFL season.
Dare to go against Fitzmagic. Tough one from Davis to end the show. We got a big winner here on the show today. It has nothing to do with football, baseball, basketball, or hockey. It has to do with boxing and exhibition boxing. Logan Paul. Logan Paul has made it, folks. I mean, say what you want about these guys on YouTube. The fact that they have been able to leverage an actual exhibition fight against the names such as Floyd Mayweather in a professional football stadium that holds 60,000 people off a couple of exhibition fights is just literally unbelievable. If you have not learned two things from this upcoming fight, number one, the power of social media is real. And number two, the power of YouTube is real as well. Nothing basically else has been made off this except for that. And Logan Paul is going to be wealthy for it. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. is going to be more wealthy for it. And that's basically all this comes down to. Thanks again to James at LTN. Hopefully the Royals win for he and my co-host Davis Baddock. For Brett, Danny, and Ryan, I'm Craig Mish. That'll do it for the show. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.